The corruption scandal at the Orange County Board of Supervisors goes into the next round. Hunter Green has the story.
There is a lot of corruption that is happening in our county, Orange County Board of Supervisor Vicente Sarmiento said. Unfortunately, there are abuses of power, abuses of authority, and we know that that's something that's unfortunately existed within these offices and in other government offices. Government documents found by the news outlet LAist show Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe funneled $13.5 million in taxpayer funds to his daughter's charity, all of which Andrew Doe had a leading role in awarding. Most of the money was never listed on public agendas before or after it was approved, and Doe did not publicly disclose his family relationship before directing the money, according to three of his fellow supervisors and the county's chief executive. As a result, Orange County Board of Supervisor Vicente Sarmiento recently introduced a proposal that would require supervisors to disclose immediate family connections to contractors they are awarding money to. It also would require supervisors to hold public votes when such connections existed. Currently, county policies let any supervisor award money to organizations run by their adult children without having to disclose the relationship. Supervisors can also approve funds to their adult children without having to disclose the award on a public meeting agenda. The ethics proposal deadlocked among the supervisors 2-2, with Vicente Sarmiento and Katrina Foley voting in favor, Don Wagner and Doug Chaffee against, and Andrew Doe was absent the vote. That means the reform proposal was not approved and is now officially dead. Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner took exception to Sarmiento's charge that there is a lot of corruption. "I resent it," Wagner said of Sarmiento's remarks. "I am unaware of none in my office," Wagner said. At least two audience members then laughed audibly. Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner said he sees nothing wrong with what Andrew Doe did, because there's no legal requirement for officials to disclose or recuse themselves when their votes would financially benefit their adult children. Sarmiento said the public should be able to know about these kinds of close family connections. "I want to make sure I'm on record in supporting open government, transparency, good governance, and a good ethical standard," Sarmiento said. "I interviewed Jessica Bersotti and Rita Barnett Rose, the two attorneys from the law firm Facts Law Truth Justice, who are representing Free Now Foundation in their lawsuit against the Orange County Board of Supervisors in regards to their illegal prolonged COVID-19 state of emergency. They commented on how these latest revelations could affect their case against the county.
Peggy Hall, who's a citizen of Orange County, she brought the lawsuit in September of 2021 because in June of 2021, the Orange County Board of Supervisors decided that they were not going to review local conditions of emergency every 30 to 60 days, which they are required to do by statute. Governor Newsom had given them a little bit of wiggle room and said that he was waiving the fixed periods of 30 to 60 days, but that the local county supervisors would have the responsibility for ending the emergency at the soonest possible time, which is what the statute also requires. So in June of 2021, the board decided that they were no longer going to do those reviews at all, and they were going to instead just wait and continue to keep Orange County in a state of emergency, of local emergency, until Governor Newsom decided to terminate the statewide state of emergency, which was not until February of 2023. So basically, the Orange County Board of Supervisors kept the citizens of Orange County under local states of emergency for several years without bothering to meet any of the standards or requirements for keeping a state of emergency in place. So our lawsuit was brought to try to force them to at least conduct periodic review periods so that they could review these conditions and comply with the statute, hold public meetings and comply with the statute. And among some of the things we alleged in our lawsuit was that the reason they were keeping this state of emergency in place without bothering to do the reviews or conduct public meetings is, one, because there really wasn't any state of emergency, so they didn't want to go and have a meeting and say that there was, when clearly the conditions did not show a state of emergency, but two, because there were large amounts of COVID grift that was coming in through, you know, the various programs to give money to the communities. One of the things we allege is that these county supervisors were using this COVID cash basically to both line their own pockets and to give favored contracts to, you know, friends and family and favored, you know, special interests. And it turns out that really is the case. And a recent scandal that Jessica is going to talk about, you know, basically shows that we've been right all along. So Jess, why don't you tell them what just got uncovered?
I'm Jessica Barsotti, and we've been pursuing these lawsuits against school districts and local boards of supervisors related to the pandemic emergencies. And so what we uncovered recently, you know, we've sued the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and one of the supervisors' name is Andrew Doe. And what has come up recently, there was actually a very good article from a publication called The LAist. I want them to be acknowledged here because their publication dove into this issue and revealed that there were $13.5 million of grants that were given to a foundation called Viet America Society, which was run by Andrew Doe's daughter, Rihanna Doe. And there were a lot of questions that were raised about how this money was given because it was never approved by the local county board of supervisors. And it was also never disclosed that Andrew Doe, who, as it turns out, was the sole grantor of these funds to this nonprofit, it was never disclosed that his daughter had a close relationship to this nonprofit. And so there were a lot of questions raised about how this can happen. And this is precisely what we were talking about in our lawsuit, where there were these massive amounts of COVID funds coming into the counties. And there were grants being given that related to personal contacts. And this is precisely what happened here. And interestingly, in Orange County, there was a lot of questions raised about Doe's activities and the ethics of it, of course, because people said, well, he should have disclosed at the very minimum that this was his daughter's organization. And one thing a lot of people didn't realize is that in Orange County, they allowed district supervisors to have what they call discretional funds. Each supervisor was allowed to give on their own with no oversight. In this case, it obviously was at least $13.5 million because that's what Doe was able to give to this organization without any approval from anyone else. And when he was questioned about it, he said, well, I didn't have to disclose this relationship with my daughter, which, as it turns out, is actually true under the Orange County rules, which is kind of remarkable because they do have an ethics rule, Rule 37, in the county, but that rule does not include disclosing personal relationships to grantees. All it requires is for supervisors to disclose their own personal financial interest or gain, but not if it's your spouse, child, mother, father, which clearly, to me, appears to be a loophole. Interestingly, after this all came out, the new supervisor, Vincent Sarmiento, introduced a resolution to close the loophole just recently, January 23rd of this year. Essentially, it proposed a series of ethics reforms that included a change to this Rule 37 and required people to disclose personal family connections when they are doling out this money that belongs to the county, that they are able to personally do without any oversight or approval from the board. And to me, shockingly, that was voted down by the Board of Supervisors. It seems to me that there's a problem in the county in terms of accountability. It's a troubling situation. Doe's daughter, for example, she's 22 years old. She's in law school, and so she's still a student. So it's very obvious that this is a huge loophole.
How does this situation help your lawsuit against the Orange County supervisors regarding the COVID-19 emergency status?
What it shows is that what the lawsuit alleges in terms of things happening in the county that don't appear to be benefiting the county or the county residents or the county businesses as intended, these funds are being used to line the pockets of personal interests of the supervisors which is what we allege in our lawsuit, this is precisely why it's so important that these county supervisors do their job and review local emergency conditions and end emergencies when they should be ended and not extend it for the purposes of obtaining more funds with which you can use to help your personal friends. For example, here, the county conditions probably did not warrant any further COVID funds. Yet this group, Viet America Society, received more than $3.1 million in 2023.
These were not lump sums that were given in 2020. These were periodic COVID payments that the gravy train kept going. And there was every perverse incentive for all of these supervisors to extend the state of emergency, which they did for three years, when the statute actually has language in there that says that they have a duty to terminate the emergency as soon as conditions no longer warrant keeping them. So it's showing that it was abused, it was not followed. And it also shows one of the things that they're trying to do now that the emergency has ended after 3 years, is they're trying to say that this whole lawsuit is moot because the emergency has ended. Well, one of the ways you defeat mootness is to show that it's a situation that could happen again. And the very fact that they're voting, they don't see a problem with the way they used this COVID money, to accepted COVID money when there was no state of emergency, use this COVID money not to help the businesses that they helped to destroy, but to literally funnel money to their family. This girl is 22 years old now. She was an undergrad when she was first getting her first few millions. At the time that he decided to funnel the money, it wasn't even a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit. It was basically created, it looks like, for the purposes of you know, receiving this money that's supposed to be doled out for emergency, is showing that this situation is not moot at all. There's an active controversy, and it's very likely to be repeated, because as we know, and we can see that the officials in California are very trigger happy when it comes to declaring states of emergency here and to abusing that process. Good way to upend democracy and representative government. It might be easier for them to get things done, but it's certainly not the way the system is supposed to work.
Particularly recently, the states of emergency have been used as a weapon against the people rather than a shield. The emergency law is very strong, and it allows a lot of things that would not normally be allowed under the law. People in power or whoever who want to have more control have recognized that and seen, well, this is a way to push through things that we want to have happen without the normal process.
KPFK, Rebel Alliance News, Los Angeles.